I'm Tom Maloney with Lakeshore Public Radio, 89.1 FM. It's Thursday, July 30th, 2020. Stay tuned for the latest on a shooting that left a toddler in critical condition. Then one university's plans for admissions this fall and another region high school moves to e-learning. Police say a 2-year-old girl was shot in the head and critically wounded in Hammond when gunshots erupted as the child was in a car with her mother. Hammond police found them at about 9:30 p.m. Wednesday night, and police say the child was airlifted to a Chicago hospital. Her mother was not injured. Hammond Police Lieutenant Steve Kellogg tells the Times that the girl was in critical condition late Wednesday. Police were searching for the suspected shooter, who apparently fled into a wooded area. Police dogs scoured the area, and the FBI was assisting the Hammond police. The Valparaiso University Board of Directors is putting the presidential succession procedure into motion for the retiring Mark Heckler. He's leaving the post that he's held since 2008. On September 1st, board member and VU alum Colette Irwin-Knott will serve as interim president-elect and will work with President Heckler through September in the transition process. Heckler will then become president emeritus and will help the university in fundraising efforts. Ms. Irwin-Knott will become interim president when Heckler steps down. Irwin-Knott is a 1981 Valpo graduate and retired as a partner with the public finance firm of H.J. Umbaugh & Associates in Indianapolis. She worked closely with educators throughout Indiana on hundreds of school and library projects involving the issuance of municipal bonds. She's been very active in ministries as well, assisting inner-city teenage youth in Indianapolis. Purdue University Northwest will offer drive-through express admissions day tomorrow on Friday on both of its Hammond and Westville campuses. The event will be from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at both locations and will offer admissions advice to prospective students ahead of the beginning of the university's fall semester. Prospective students will be able to apply and turn in transcripts at Express Admissions Day, with the admissions decision to be shared the following business day. More information about admissions at PNW is available online at the university's website. All students in Michigan City area schools will begin their next school year online. The Michigan City School District School Board approved a plan this week for all students to participate in a hybrid mix of virtual and online learning through the fall break. Students will return to in-person instruction on October 19th, depending on the COVID-19 situation in LaPorte County. Parents will have the option to continue with virtual learning after the first 6 weeks of school if desired. Some hands-on classes like career and technical education courses, such as those at the A.K. Smith Career Center, will be offered in person with regular coronavirus precautions. Indiana will keep its current coronavirus restrictions in place for at least most of August, with Governor Eric Holcomb choosing to encourage compliance with safety measures amid continued concerns about the recent growth in the state's COVID-19 cases and hospitalizations. Holcomb announced Wednesday that statewide limits, including crowd sizes for restaurants, bars, and public events, would remain in effect until August 27th. Holcomb is leaving it up to city and county officials to take any more aggressive measures, such as closing bars, which have been linked to a rise in cases among young people across the country. In sports, the Cubs take on the Reds in the finale of their 4-game series. Chicago's 4-2 on the season. The Reds are 2-4. The White Sox are off tonight. They'll play the Kansas City Royals tomorrow in KC. Both teams are 2-4. The Oilmen, at 15-7, host the 13-10 Southland Vikings at 7:10 tonight in Whiting at Oil City Stadium. And Notre Dame will play in the Atlantic Coast Conference this season as part of a plan to play 10 league games that start the week of September 7th. Those alterations were brought on by the coronavirus pandemic. The ACC's university presidents approved the plan for an 11-game schedule, including one non-conference game, and for pushing back the league championship game from December 5th to either December 12th or 19th. Notre Dame will play in a football conference for the first time in the 133-year history, the program, if the season is played. Looking at your Lakeshore weather forecast tonight, partly cloudy skies, a low near 65. Wind gusts up to 20 miles an hour. Friday, partly sunny, a high near 79. Still breezy with wind gusts up to 20 miles an hour. Saturday, partly sunny skies, a high near 81. And Sunday, a 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon. Otherwise, partly sunny skies, a high near 81. Tune in at 4 o'clock for All Things Considered with Jose Rodriguez. He'll give you the latest news, traffic, weather, and updates for Northwest Indiana. For this Lakeshore Public Radio Midday News Update, I'm Tom Maloney.